Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ben Reeves about the most recent Indianola City Council meeting.
The Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and it is that time where the maximum property tax levy hearing, just to be clear, that is not the actual tax levy, that is just the maximum, but talk about what council approved or at least what happened Monday evening regarding the budget and property tax levy.
Sure. So with changes coming at us from the state legislature, the council needed to look at every possibility of how best to fund the city government going forward. One of the options that was laid before them was the opportunity to make purchases of vehicles instead of, you know, one year's worth of vehicles using the general fund levy in one given year, to do it over a five-year period with a debt service levy. Ultimately, they decided not to do that. They want to make sure that they are as responsible as possible with the tax dollars that the community gives them. And so last year's overall tax levy for the city of Indianola was $13.55. And without this debt service levy being added, our new tax levy is going down to $13.46. So it's actually a tax decrease for the city of Indianola this year. And so we appreciate the public coming out, sharing their thoughts. We appreciate the council being, very receptive and listening and recognizing that all of us are working towards a new public safety building in the future. And we want to do everything we can to be responsible with the taxpayers' dollars as we consider going forward with this new project.
There was also, I know, some concerns or comments brought up from the public regarding some employee wage raises. Talk about that aspect and from a personnel standpoint from the city, just your thoughts on that and obviously what was echoed by council.
You know, this is always an extremely challenging discussion because you want to make sure that we're not losing money in other ways. And one of the ways that we lose the most money is through employee turnover. When we bring a new officer or a new firefighter on, it takes an incredible investment trying to get them certified, go through all the different requirements to get them trained up properly so that they can serve the residents of our community with professionalism. And when we bring a brand new officer on and they get trained up and then they become very eligible to go to another entity, we lose out. And so we don't want to be a training ground. We have to be competitive. Employees leave for two reasons. They're either pushed or they're pulled. And pushed is when you don't have a good working environment. So we do everything we can to create a great family working environment for our staff. And the pull is when other competitive agencies start pulling away our employees because we can't compete on the salaries and benefits that we provide. The council a few years ago saw the high turnover rates and decided to do a salary survey study where they compared our community to cities of our size and population, cities of our size and budget, and then cities of geographical closeness so that draw away our employees. We put all that together and came up with an average, and we want to stay right at the average. We don't want to be above or below, but right at the average so that there's not a draw for our employees, that they have the opportunity to stay and grow their careers here. And so it was a real challenge for the council because when you only look at salaries themselves, if we don't keep up with the other communities in the metro, we end up losing our employees, and that hurts our community overall.
Another thing talked about by council, and this was nothing official, just direction given to city, I believe, was outdoor animals, specifically chickens, being kept inside city limits in people's backyards. That is a long-term discussion. Council gave direction to kind of explore what that looks like to city staff. And from your perspective, what does moving forward with that look like?
So the city council has decided to send this to the Planning Commission for their evaluation. We know that a lot of the communities in the metro area, including Des Moines and West Des Moines and others, allow for chickens. They do go through a special process to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be a negative impact on their neighbors and that a number of animals on a given property fits and that property can handle that number of animals. And we recognize that in tough economic times, people want sustainability for their families and they want to provide wholesome nutrition. And so being able to have the ability to raise chickens and have eggs is really important to several in our community. But we want to make sure that we provide tranquility and happiness to the entire community. We don't deter property values at all. And so we want to move forward by looking at the best practices of the communities around us so that we do it in a responsible way if, in fact, we move forward. So it's something that we'll consider and look at in the months to come.
And then finally, there was a discussion regarding North 9th Street within the city, a road that is seeing extra traffic due to construction. And that's obviously connecting to 92. It's where the high school parking lot exits onto. Talk about just what was brought up at council and then some of the traffic studies and the overall decision made by council.
Well, ultimately, the council decided to put in a temporary four-way stop at the intersection of 9th and Iowa. Because of the construction and the rediverting of traffic in that area. That's going to take place through the rest of the summer, and they will reevaluate that decision as we get closer to the school year starting. This is always a challenge for us because we follow MUTCD standards, and oftentimes if you put in a stop sign, it can actually cause more harm than good. Right now, there is backup during the peak times when school traffic is pouring out towards the school and crossing Iowa, and it does back up, and it has been creating an impact on the neighborhood, and our council recognizes that, and that's why they're putting the temporary four-way stop in. But at the same time, we are worried about the perceived safety that a stop sign creates, and that sometimes people will dart across an intersection, and especially pedestrians, and they may not be as safe as they think they are. We also are a little bit worried about cars backing up to all the way to the trail, the Somerset Trail, and the impact that could have on pedestrian traffic crossing there. And so we're going to keep a very close eye on it, making sure that this stop sign that's being put in a temporary fashion helps to better the overall impact on the community and not create more impact than it already has.
Thanks to Ben Reeves for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.